WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump is mixing golf and politics during his trip to Scotland. Reporters asked him if he will offer any suggestions when he meets with the president of the EU Commission Sunday.
I mean, there's a couple of things I could say, but on immigration, you better get your act together. You're not going to have Europe anymore.
Trump is also expected to talk trade with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The UN's World Food Program says the hunger crisis in Gaza has reached new levels of desperation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is slamming the international community.
I have repeatedly condemned the horrific 7 October terror attacks by Hamas, but nothing can justify the explosion of death and destruction since. The scale and scope is beyond anything we have seen in recent times. I cannot explain the level of indifference and the inaction we see by too many in the international community. The lack of compassion, the lack of truth, the lack of humanity.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche met with Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell for a second time yesterday. More from CBS's Scott McFarland.
Blanche, Trump's number two Department of Justice official, said he sought the meetings with Maxwell as a response to the president's directive to release more evidence in the case.
That is totally unorthodox and outside the norms of the way the Department of Justice is supposed to operate.
Liz Oyer, a former U.S. pardoned attorney, was fired from the Department of Justice in March.
Is she well positioned to get a pardon?
There's every reason to believe that they are seeking to make some sort of deal with Maxwell that will help them solve this political crisis.
A 14-year-old boy was killed and a 19-year-old wounded in a shooting at a University of New Mexico dormitory. State Police Chief Troy Weisler.
Our initial investigation has determined that this incident involved four individuals who were hanging out in a dorm room in the Casas del Rio complex. At some point, for reasons that we are still investigating, the suspect began shooting a firearm at the other occupants of the room.
The suspect is 18. Happy 250th birthday to the U.S. Postal Service.
The Postal Service was launched nearly a year before the colonies declared their break from British rule. Ben Franklin was the first Postmaster General. In more recent times, the Postal Service expanded, employing up to nearly 800,000 people by 1999.
We take it very seriously because we're providing a vital service to the public.
But now it's closer to 500,000 workers, with stories of billions in losses year after year, increased competition, and calls for privatization. President Trump proposed a Postal Service merger earlier this year with the Commerce Department. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Miami Marlins. Lefty Jose Quintana on the mound for Milwaukee against Miami right-hander Jansen Junk. The Crew losing last night 5-1. Pitcher Freddie Peralta said there was a real cat-and-mouse game going on between him and the Marlins batters.
I was able to speed them up a little bit because they were trying to slow me down, and I was just trying to get them quick on the box and try to make my pitch and made them out quick because they knew what they were doing. But we realized that we didn't know time, and we made adjustment.
NFL in Green Bay, Mark Murphy saying goodbye after 17 years as the Packers president and CEO. Murphy holding a final press conference after the shareholders meeting that drew over 6,000 shareholders. Murphy's advice to his successor, Ed Policy.
Fire quickly, hire slowly. So take your time, you know, when you're hiring people.
That's Mark Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 70. Sunny, warm, and humid for Sunday. Highs in the low 90s. The heat index pushing over 100. For Sunday night, some scattered showers and thunderstorms and a low around 72.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will be joining us to break down all of the news that happened over the weekend. Nothing will happen. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Matinee on Air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matinee on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to a beautiful night here in Wisconsin. I don't know where you are, but I hope it's a lovely evening wherever you are. It is gorgeous here in the studio, probably 70 degrees, not much humidity. Would you agree with that, Aaron?
I would say so. Thankfully, yeah. Much different from outside.
Yeah, that is the voice of Aaron Zomers filling in for the K-Man tonight. Aaron has been a huge help all week as I've been doing the show here from Civic Media headquarters, which is always fun. And shout out to Luke Mathers and Sage and Corey and Aaron and Zomers and Dom and Todd Allball, just for the heck of it, because he's a swell guy. And it's nice to see people. It's good to be in Madison. Hope you're having a great night wherever you are. We are officially at the weekend, folks, so rejoice and sit back and listen to the radio and be part of the show, if you would. We had a great first hour. Frank Anderson was here, the founder of Wisconsinology.com. Frank is a great Wisconsinite and a lot of fun to talk to. He ties everything to Wisconsin, and he did. He gave credit to Wisconsin for creating the Joker, because the two people who actually created the character of the Joker in Batman saw a silent movie here in Wisconsin and used that as inspiration. And it's unbelievable how Frank can do that.
Now, so, I do have a question. Is that true?
I mean, yeah, he would not have posted it. Like, he is a research fiend.
Okay, I believe it. Buff. I'm not as familiar with his work.
No, that's a good question, though, because anybody could say that, you know? But Frank does the legwork. So it was great to talk to Frank and catch up with Frank. We got sidetracked on Wednesday due to weather, so he was able to come here tonight. It is a bar band Friday night. We do that every week here, just about every week, when Terry Barr, our Wisconsin music expert and one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio here on WMDX, which you can hear every Saturday night from now, I believe it's 6 to 9 p.m., and check out the podcast at civicmedia.us. Great show. Terry will be here shortly. That is pre-recorded content, so the last live segment will be up until the news at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll play my interview from Terry from yesterday with Aaron Zomers assisting on that as well. Does Todd be like, when he sees you doing all this stuff, is he like, do not get comfortable with Schwabba?
You know, not really. I don't think he's too picky about that.
He's pretty secure.
I think so. Yeah.
As is Conrad. I'm just not trying to start rumors here, Aaron. That's all I'm saying.
That's all good. Okay. You know, I think I would be able to handle the both, at least for a time, if
until Conrad came back. Dom and I were joking last night that Conrad is just horsing around. That's why he took a couple days off, because I don't know what he's doing. And it's not my business, but typically I do ask him. One night he took the night off because he got a tattoo. Then he went to the draft, but this time I didn't ask him, so I don't know what's going on.
I still think a branded ankle monitor, you just give it to him and say it's merch, and he's got to rep the brand of Nightlight.
I'd just like to know where you are. I don't think that's asking too much. So it's a Friday night here, a version of Nightlight, folks. Great to have you with me. And our question of the night, and this is a great summer question, is what is your favorite Wisconsin lake or body of water? Let me know at 855-752-4842-855-75Civic, or you can text us on the app or on the stream if you're watching on X, YouTube, or Facebook. You can also share with us your favorite Caddyshack character. So I would welcome that as well. Love talking about Caddyshack. One of my childhood pleasures, watching Caddyshack. On the stream, Dave Kunish from Marinette. I know Dave. He says the Bay and the Wisconsin River. Now, when he's referring to the Bay, that's the Northeast Wisconsin thing. He means Green Bay, for those of you. There are other bays in Wisconsin, but that's what we mean in Northeast Wisconsin. Of course, the body of water of Green Bay and the Wisconsin River. I don't know that I know the Wisconsin River. Is that by Wisconsin Rapids?
I do not remember.
Yeah. I should school myself more on the waterways of Wisconsin. Sarah, also listening on the stream, says the Peshtigo River and the Crivitz area. Yeah, Crivitz has Lake Nakabee, beautiful lake. Those are both great stream texts. Thank you guys very much. Great to have you with me tonight. And then going back to the text line, we've got Mark from Prairie du Sac. His favorite Caddyshack character is Judge Smales. Believe me, I love this. Mark even put a line in. One of my favorite Judge Smales lines is when he says to his nephew Spalding, they're coming off the golf course, taking a break, and Spalding's like, I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a milkshake. And then Smales grabs him and says, you'll get nothing and like it. Well done, Mark. Anna from Madison, she's in the 608, says, hi, Pete and Dominic. Oh, no. I'm sorry, Aaron.
It's okay. It's, you know, mistaken identity. It's the foundation of a lot of stories. They'll put that in the movie adaptation.
Right. Of this show.
Yes.
Aaron and Dom both have those soft, soothing tones. I can see why you would make that mistake, Anna. But Aaron Zommers is in tonight. But Dom was here last night. Did a great job. She says, hi, Pete and Dominic. My favorite body of water, Wisconsin water, is Rock Lake in Lake Mills. Isn't it amazing? Like, I feel like every answer, I should know where that is. I don't know that area of the country or of the state.
Yeah, I don't really either. But then again, we do have like 14,000 lakes or something like that. So,
oh, I can't believe I forgot to ask Frank. He loves getting into it with Minnesota and Wisconsin and that rivalry. I cannot believe I forgot to ask him that. Thank you, Anna, for the text. Jack from Merrimack. Oh, no, that was a phone call. We took that. Pamela from Wisconsin Rapids. She's in the 715, says Wisconsin River. It contains Lake Pettenwell, Castle Rock Lake, Byron Flowage, and more. Beautiful flowing through Wisconsin. I cross it twice a day to and from work. Beautiful in the fall with trees turning colors. Frozen over in the winter. The islands up and down the river, too. Pamela in Wisconsin Rapids.
It does go through rapids.
It does. And that was a great text. Very painted a picture for us there. Thank you very much, Pamela. And then Bridget from the 818 says, McCrossin Lake on the chain of lakes in Waupaca. Beautiful lakes, great swimming, great memories. And a little heart emoji. Well done. Thank you, Bridget, from the 818. Yeah, I've been, Waupaca's like, it's weird, because when I was growing up and we would go to northern Wisconsin, like Eagle River, Three Lakes, I thought that was like the place. And then I met all these other people that go, oh, no, 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 chain of lakes in Waupaca. Apparently the lakes in Waupaca are so pristine, you can see like to the bottom in 9 feet of water. That's the rap that they have there on the Waupaca chain of lakes. So it's supposed to be absolutely beautiful.
Up north, another really nice lake is Crystal Lake. Yes, that Crystal Lake.
Oh, wow.
There's a Boy Scout camp, Camp Tosomis, that's on Crystal Lake, also near the Rhinelander area. And it is the same one they filmed the first Friday the 13th at.
Wait a minute. They actually filmed it there?
Yes. That's my knowledge.
Wow.
And also, what was I going to say? It's called Crystal Lake just because it is very clear and you can see the bottom. And it's really nice to swim.
Rhinelander?
In that area. I don't remember exactly where it is.
That nape of the way? Okay. Oh, that'd be cool. I feel like I would have known that, but maybe not.
Maybe they just made it up to spook the kids. I don't know. That's very possible.
Or to get tourist dollars, whatever. Maybe it was. Who knows? Mark from Prairie du Sac. Oh, here's his clarification text when he said he found a butter knife floating in the water. He says it was a butcher knife. Damn spell checker. Would a butcher knife float?
Maybe if the handle's big enough?
I guess so. Jim from Appleton, he's in the 920, says, favorite body of water in Wisconsin? That depends on what I'm doing. If I'm fishing, it is the Wolf River. If I'm in a sailboat, it is Lake Winnebago. Very well done. Very diplomatic, Jim. Thank you, buddy. Paul from Bayview says, Devil's Lake, great trails, great views. Do you mind Googling Devil's Lake? I feel like that's in southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's near Baraboo.
Okay. All right. Nice, Paul. Thank you. Catherine. That was from Catherine's phone call. That's still up here? Oh, I'm way behind on text. Susan from McFarland, she's in the 608, says, hi, I guess I would have to say my favorite two lakes are Lake Superior because I love being up in the North Woods area. And then in the Madison area would be Devil's Lake. Exploring the bluffs in that area is amazing. There you go. Good recall there, Aaron. Thank you, Susan. Great to hear from all of you. It's not too late to get in on the fun. If you have a favorite Wisconsin body of water or lake, let us know. And we'll read your text on the radio. I want to get back to Caddyshack because this is,
a quick update.
Yeah, for sure.
I fact-checked myself. Turns out they did make it up to spook the kids. the Crystal Lake scenes were shot at, they were shot at a Boy Scout camp, but it was one in New Jersey.
Our lakes are better than New Jersey. Why would they shoot that in New Jersey?
I don't know, but I feel betrayed by the people staffing the scout camp.
I can't believe scout leaders would lie like that. Our lakes seem more authentic, but I also don't want to say like Wisconsin lakes seem more horrifying either. I mean, that is a horror film.
Very much so.
So, all right. I want to get back to some Judge Smales talk. Cause I identified him as my favorite. And I think it was Jack from Merrimack said it was his favorite character too. Judge Smales from Caddyshack played by Ted Knight, because the obvious ones are Bill Murray, who played Carl, the greenskeeper. He was bucking for promotion, though, wanted to be the head greenskeeper. It was Mark from Prairie du Sec, actually, who said Judge Smales. And Chevy Chase was very funny, too. So condescending. Rodney Dangerfield was hilarious. But my favorite is Judge Smales. I love Ted Knight, and I think he's an absolute treasure. Whether he was on, like, the Mary Tyler Moore Show or in a movie like Caddyshack, just great stuff. So we have a couple clips that we'll get to for Judge Smales in just a minute. We might have a surprise guest stopping by too after the next short break. Do we have a call?
Well, if I didn't accidentally hang up on her, we would have. Ollie in the North Woods, please call back.
Please call back, Ollie.
It didn't register me pressing the button I tried to press.
It's these damn Madison soundboards. Do we have time to play a, should we save them or do we have time to play a Judge Smales?
We have time to do either one.
Let's do one of them. This is Judge Smales classically christening his sailboat when he is interrupted by Rodney Dangerfield and his much bigger boat.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. The man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat. Okay, Pookie, do the honors.
Bless this.
So great. That's Judge Smales. We probably don't have time for the other one. So you said you've only seen the TV version.
Yes, I've only seen the TV version, and I was definitely too young to be watching Caddyshack.
Okay.
And I had to keep asking my dad questions, and he had to be judicious about which ones to answer and in what detail. But, you know, my most strong memories are, of course, when we're talking with this loop off to the side and, you know, building little animals out of plastic explosives to play with the gopher and finally get him and then just blow up the whole golf course.
So great. I mean, it's just like, that's all we did in high school was imitate Bill Murray in Caddyshack. So we'll have another Smales clip. We're going to do a very short break. We have a surprise guest who just stopped by too. And we're going to talk about the movie F1 because you haven't seen it, right?
I have not.
Okay. So you can contribute. You kind of, when we were just talking during the break, though, you sounded like you kind of knew. We had friends that saw it.
I have friends that saw it, but also it what they said is exactly what I expected, which is to say, eh.
Dave on the stream says, below the Sauk Prairie Dam. Is that the river? I don't know.
Presumably.
It's a wonderful body of water. Share with us your favorite Wisconsin lake or body of water. We live in a beautiful state, folks. It is summer. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on a Friday. We're coming right back, and we're having fun in Madison with Aaron Zommers. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Van Den Plas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Soundtrack to the movie F1.
It really is.
That's great.
Some
music.
Hans Zimmer.
I recognize it.
That's the voice of Joe Schwabba. No relation. Just
Hello.
Kidding. Joe, how are you? It's my son Joe joining us now for the last few minutes of our live show.
Glad to be here.
It's great to have you. Drove over from Milwaukee. How was traffic?
It was awful. It was terrible.
Was it really? Between Milwaukee and Madison?
It wasn't bad. It's a nice drive.
Yeah.
It's actually very beautiful.
Not too bad. Yeah. We're going to go out and paint the town in just a few minutes. Folks, I'm off on Monday. We'll have a best of episode airing Monday. And then Tuesday we'll be back live back on the home court at WGBW with Laughable Productions, Ben Giles. Ben is running a comedy contest in Oshkosh to find Oshkosh's funniest person. We're going to get an update. It's a months-long process. And then my pal and If Walls Could Talk host, Movie Break host, and Travel Tales podcast host, Mike Siegel, will be here Tuesday night as well. But we got great guests next week. Matt Miller will be here. Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach will be joining the show next Thursday. That will be fantastic. And then Terry Barr as well. And but right now we've got a few more minutes. And then at 7:35, we've got Terry Barr. That's pre-recorded. So if you have a text about your favorite lake and can get it in quickly, send it in now, folks. But we do have Ollie back on the phone. So let's take that call and find out what's up with Ollie. Hey, Ollie.
Oops, I got dropped.
My bad.
Favorite lakes are, I love Lake Superior anywhere. Yeah. basically on it. Bayfield and Apostle Islands are just lovely. And also the Namekagon River, which runs down from by Hayward. And there's some excellent tubing if anybody just has a lazy summer Sunday. That's a great place to go.
Ollie, I think you and I, one of these days, need to go tubing together. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think I'd probably drown now.
I'll keep my eye on you.
And I'm betting the water is high as can be now this year.
Ollie, thank you for the call, and thanks for calling back. Sorry we dropped the first call, but
no problem.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Ollie from the North Woods. Nobody said Bayfield tonight. That's supposed to be gorgeous up there in the Apostle Islands. I've never been.
I haven't either, but I would like to.
Yeah, same. Maybe we ought to get a Civic Media road trip. Joe Schwabe joining me for the last few minutes of the broadcast tonight. Joe, it's good to see you, my oldest son. You saw F1. We talked about this a little bit. I liked it fine. I didn't love it, and you thought I was being too hard on it. Explain yourself, please.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you enjoy fun?
Fun in the movie theater? Yes, I do.
I had so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like an amusement park ride, this movie.
It is.
I mean, everybody just heard the music. I mean, the music will get you very pumped up. I think it was just, you know, a nice kind of stereotypical Hollywood sports movie.
That's a great way to put it. The music was great. My issue with the music was it was wall to wall. I don't think there's a moment in the movie where there isn't music playing. It's like a video.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of what it's going for, though. Just when it starts, it's really nonstop until the end.
I mean, look, the racing scenes were great. The CGI was pretty cool. I give you that. But I just, as a movie, and it was like 2 hours and 45 minutes or something like that.
It was long. It was a long movie. I'm not saying you couldn't trim off maybe 20 minutes.
Right.
And it might make it a little better or at least more digestible. But I don't know. I mean, I thought it had really all the elements to, you know, it got me. You know, I mean, it's a great sports movie. It kind of has all of the elements. You know, it has the young, cocky rookie.
Right.
It has the old, grizzled veteran that wants. I mean, it's not reinventing the wheel, right?
No, it's
but
not.
It's fun. I mean, I went with my friend, and both of us agreed after the movie was over, like, dude, we got to go, like, work out or something.
We got to go learn how to drive.
We got to go. I mean, what? Why did I go to college? Why didn't I mean, I'm going to ask you this. Why didn't you get me in an F1 cockpit right away? My life could be so awesome.
I'll take responsibility for that. I think the coolest part of the movie for me was when they would change the tires. The pit crew, how fast they were. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, a lot of parts of the movie were cool. I think that was cool. I think the actual racing was cool.
Listen, and I don't mean to cut you off. We're short on time. Aaron Zommers is a huge Star Wars fan. You're a Star Wars fan.
Oh, my God.
He has commented on your quotes before on your... But you guys, real quick, before we get out of here, favorite Star Wars movies? You guys can do a tete-a-tete?
Oh, man. You love framing me as the Star Wars guy when I come in. I love it. I mean, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it.
Well, yeah, you should be. Absolutely. It's a phenomenal franchise.
Tell me.
I think I got to say that Empire Strikes Back is probably the best quality-wise, but
sure.
Revenge of the Sith will always have a soft spot in my heart as the first one I got to see in theaters.
Interesting.
It's campy, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, I love watching Revenge of the Sith. Very, very watchable movie. I don't know what that means, but it feels right when I say it. I also love The Empire Strikes Back. That's probably my favorite.
But not a super controversial opinion.
Yeah, right? Like, that's the right answer to give.
I think my biggest complaint with the whole franchise, they killed Liam Neeson off too quick. He was a really cool character. Qui-Gon, right?
Yeah.
They killed him off too quick.
That's a nice thing about some of the other, like the Clone Wars stuff, is you get to explore his character a little bit more.
Yeah.
I appreciate that they didn't, I mean, it's, I don't think it's Liam Neeson anymore, but it's the same character at least.
Right.
Yeah. Clone Wars is awesome.
Agreed. Guys, this was fun. Awesome. Joe, thank you for getting here in time to come on the air for a couple minutes, talk a little F1. Thank you, everybody. Don't go away. Terry Barr is next. His pre-recorded content. We talked to Terry yesterday. Zomers, thank you for a fun week, buddy. It's great working with you.
Thank you.
Joe, thanks for coming up.
Thank you. Go watch F1.
Everybody. Go watch F1. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're coming right back with Barman Friday Night. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
CBS News Brief. It's the first full day of President Trump's trip to Scotland. He plans to talk about immigration when he meets with the EU Commission's president tomorrow.
You better get your act together, or you're not going to have Europe anymore.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging the international community to do more about the hunger crisis in Gaza.
I cannot explain the level of indifference and the inaction we see by too many in the international community. The lack of compassion, the lack of truth, the lack of humanity.
CBS's Scott McFarlane reports Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche met for a second time with Jeffrey Epstein's former partner, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Blanche said he sought the meetings with Maxwell as a response to the president's directive to release more evidence in the case.
That is totally unorthodox and outside the norms of the way the Department of Justice is supposed to operate.
Liz Oyer, a former U.S. pardon attorney, was fired from the Department of Justice in March.
President Trump says he hasn't thought about a pardon for Maxwell. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Miami Marlins. Lefty Jose Quintana on the mound for Milwaukee against Miami right-hander Jansen Junk. The Crew losing last night 5-1. Pitcher Freddy Peralta said there was a real cat-and-mouse game going on between him and the Marlins batters.
I was able to speed them up a little bit because they were trying to slow me down, and I was just trying to get them quick on the box and try to make my pitch and make them out quick because they knew what they were. But we realized that we had no time, and we made adjustment.
NFL in Green Bay, Mark Murphy saying goodbye after 17 years as the Packers president and CEO. Murphy holding a final press conference after the shareholders meeting that drew over 6,000 shareholders. Murphy's advice to his successor, Ed Policy.
Fire quickly, hire slowly. So take your time, you know, when you're hiring people.
That's Mark Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been two spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's five families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 70. Sunny, warm, and humid for Sunday. Highs in the low 90s. The heat index pushing over 100. For Sunday night, some scattered showers and thunderstorms and a low around 72.
Right now, it's 68.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. You see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Matt Nair on Air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Ben Giles, founder of Laughable Productions and the funniest person in Oshkosh contest. Then, If Walls Could Talk host and podcaster Mike Siegel joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwaba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Oh, this is one of my favorite times of the week, folks, with one of my favorite guests of the week. See how that works out? It just all lines up. And it's a Friday. It's like Christmas Day here at the end of the week. It is my pleasure to welcome one of, as I said, my favorite guests, not just on Nightlight, but on any show. You know what? She's even a great house guest. She's just a great guest. So if you ever have her over, keep that in mind. She's one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio here on WMDX in Madison and our Wisconsin music expert. Terry Barr joins me now for Bar Band Friday. Hello,
happy,
Terry.
Happy Friday to you, Pete, and to everyone joining us.
Yes, Aaron Sommers sitting in for the K-Man tonight. He's been a big help here, too. So this is great that the three of us get to spend this time together. And are you having a good day? How's it going, Terry?
You know, when you hit Friday, it's always a good day, right? You
Absolutely.
Know, you feel like, okay, I have done as much as I can this week, and it's Friday night, it has to be done.
Do you?
It's time for a break.
We were just talking before we came on about all the things you do at Civic Media. Like, do you work on the weekends, or do you work your butt off during the week and say, I'm done, I'm taking 2 days? I tend to work all the time. Like, I have no hours, and I've heard that's not good, but what do you do? What's your approach?
Yeah. You know what, then? You and I are the same.
Okay.
I tend to also never turn it off.
Yeah.
The only time I really am able to not look at my phone, not do anything on the computer, is if I'm actually far away, and that gives me the excuse that, oh, maybe my Wi-Fi isn't working right now. It's something like that, or I'm off and you need to leave me alone.
No, I get it. That makes perfect sense.
Well,
it is a Bar Band Friday night. Our question, Terry, tonight is favorite Wisconsin lake. Do you have one?
I do. I grew up in Northeast Central Wisconsin, so I am going to say my favorite lake is Shawano Lake.
Nice.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. You have a
beautiful beach.
Yeah.
And a lot of really fun supper clubs and bars, restaurants all around it. And it was one of those I remember as a kid. Now they're open and remodeled again and doing live music again. So as you can imagine, it was one of my favorite spots. They would have live music out on a dock Shawano Lake.
Oh, I love that. Best. Yeah, that's so great. That's a great lake and a great choice. And again, I'm not surprised to know you have a long history there with Shawano. Hey, I have to give you another shout out too, because yesterday, 2 days ago, I'm sorry, on Wednesday, Kaylin Cole came in again. It just happened that she was in Madison, and she said, I have a new song dropping in 2 days. You know, do you want to do a preview? And I said, absolutely. So she is so fun. She brought her mom, who is not her manager. We established that. But
not the momager.
Not the momager. No, but Kaylin is so much fun. And she played the song Mistreated Right, which I guess comes out tomorrow or actually today, I think. And she played it acoustically in the studio. But then she played the produced version in a file on Wednesday night. And what a great song. And thank you again for introducing us.
I'm so glad that she thinks of you and to go on your show and to preview a song that isn't even out. That is amazing. So I guess if I want to listen to this, I need to go back to the podcast on our website on Wednesday to find
it. Yes. And it sounds great. The composition of it is great. It's very well produced. Ooh. And you know, as you know, she's a very fun guest. So, yes, thank
she's
you so
terrific.
Much. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, let's talk. Let's get to some Barbie and Friday fun stuff here. We've got an artist tonight that you're introducing us to, Dana Perry. I'm not familiar with her work, but I'm sure I will be in about 10 minutes. And I heard the songs you sent. She's great. Tell us all about Dana Perry.
She is just one of those that does everything on the music scene. She is a teacher. She books artists. I think they're up to three times a week now at a place known as Cargo Coffee. It's on East Washington in Madison.
Okay.
She also assists as an instructor at Girls Rock Camp and Ladies Rock Camp. And then she just took on the new role as executive director of the Madison Area Music Association. She's very familiar with the group because she already has won 15 of those Madison Area Music Awards. So she knows what she's doing. And she has 7 original music albums out.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that 15-time winner.
Yeah.
Of the Madison Area Music Awards. She won Acoustic Guitarist of the Year in 2019, Folk Americana Performer of the Year in 2020, and Best Female Vocalist in 2021, just to name 3 of the 15. That's incredible.
Right. Here's something very fun, Pete. You know, Coldplay was in town a week ago.
Sure.
They decided to get a hold of the Madison Area Music Association and make a wonderful donation to the organization. A whole bunch of keyboards, brand new keyboards, full size, still in the box, donated to the mamas. Dana is the one that got to go pick them up. And we are now going to look for kids that maybe couldn't afford a keyboard, maybe a school that their keyboards are broken.
Wow.
So that's really the heart of what this organization does. And Dana is now the heartbeat of it. She really is.
That is really cool. And it's,
isn't that something?
It's good to know that Coldplay is known for something other than outing people who are cheating on each other, at least here in Madison now.
Yep. Oopsie.
You know what would have been really funny is if you were unaware of what happened at the Coldplay concert a couple weeks ago. That would have been really funny. You had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah, and I bet there's still maybe a few, but probably not very many.
Right. All right, so Dana Perry calls herself an Evo folk artist. What is that?
I think Evo for her means she's always evolving. You could go back and listen to really early songs and it's almost like simple folk music. But as she started to find her groove and find what the music means to her, wow. I mean, she stepped up her guitar playing. She has this amazing rhythm where it sounds like it's more than one guitar, or sometimes she makes her guitar sound like a drum. So she's playing guitar and tapping on it. I've only seen 2 other musicians be able to sort of pull that off. She could do that as a solo artist, which makes her music sound that much bigger.
Okay.
Or she can do it with a band that just kind of gives it that extra oomph, I would say.
Okay, well, let's get to a song, right? What do you say?
Yes.
All right, so this is Dana Perry. We're going to play Tunes in Conversation first. Is that cool? Okay.
That sounds great.
All right, fantastic. Here is Dana Perry by way of Terry Barr on a Bar Band Friday night and the song Tunes and Conversation.
Song's gonna taste so good. Been feeling this groove in my tum-tum, urging this body to move. Now I got this melody, it's been singing to me, and I'll sing it to you if you want me to. Don't mind me, just gonna leave a few tunes right here. I don't mind you turning back
back to your conversation, cause I can see you tapping your toes as you carry on sipping your beer. Did you notice you're nodding in time as you're chatting along, saying, yeah, man, I feel that. So I'll just sing a little melody right into the noise, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation. Sing a little melody right into the moment, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation. Words inside that melody, and you worked so hard all week just to get yourself here tonight. So why not put it all down and meet me here inside this song? Raise a glass and toast to the magic of sound. Can you hear that ringing out in key? So I'll just sing a little melody right into the noise, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation. Sing a little melody right into the moment, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation.
Great song.
Yeah.
I love the ambiance of that. It really does make you feel like you're in a coffee house. That's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that one's really fun, isn't it? Yeah.
And I think in her bio on her website, it says she's just as comfortable playing a festival as she is in a coffee shop or with friends. I mean, I just love artists like that.
Absolutely. You know, and she plays solo, as I had mentioned to you. She has a band as well. And she recently formed a, they're called the Prairie Flowers, brand new on the local music scene, three women together. And they all play instruments. And the harmony, I've been told, is amazing. So I can't wait to see the Prairie Flowers with Dana.
Yeah, and how many? Well, it'll be interesting to see how many more mommies she has in her future. That's pretty impressive.
Lots of awards.
Yeah. So we have another song of hers we'll play after this very short break. Please don't go anywhere, folks. It's Bar Band Friday Night. Terry Barr is here. She's our Wisconsin music expert and one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio on WMDX here in Madison. So we have a few more minutes with Terry when we come back, and the song connection coming up right after this quick break. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Aaron Zommer's behind the board tonight. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Okay.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Valeo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Schlesig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Schlesig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
So I know that's Chuck Mangione, but I have to admit, this is embarrassing. I only know Feels So Good.
Honestly, me too.
Terry, do you know this song?
This one I am not familiar with. Oh, no.
Aaron, going to the B-sides. I love it. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba. I'm joined tonight by my co-host here on Friday nights for this segment, Terry Barr for Barr Band Friday Night. And we're talking about an artist called Dana Perry, and she's great. We just heard the song Tunes in Conversation, and we should probably play this before we run out of time and then finish our discussion about Dana. Sound good, Terry?
Sounds great, Pete. Let's do it.
So we have the song Connection. This is also Dana Perry, and we will discuss the song after we hear it.
Harder pill to swallow.
than the acceptance of our power and worth. We're all creators and it's time I embrace new skin. Everything is safe now, gotta make a move. Nobody told me that I could feel so strong. What am I fearing? Why do I worry? Of reality through frequency and harmony with this guitar. We're living in a world that's interactive and we're deserving of the life we choose. Relax into your vessel and leave no room for doubt. If you want an answer, you gotta ask the question. Nobody told me that I could feel so strong. What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that connection now. I don't know how I know, but I know that I can't be afraid to feel this beautiful.
She's just like, I just kind of want to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Is that weird? Like no, listening to her lyrics. She'd probably be fun to have a cup of coffee with.
Soul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
Another swish, Terry. Thank you so much.
Oh,
for
good.
Yeah, these
and
are great.
And if you want to check her out, she has shows still this month. Yeah. New Glarus, Mount Horeb, Madison. You can find more at danaperrymusic.com.
Okay. Any dates coming up? In the immediate area here?
Yeah, all of those are still in July.
Oh, wow.
And I know
okay.
we don't have much of July left, but New Glarus, nice. Mount Horeb, and Madison.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused. I thought you meant. Yeah, that's
okay. You were
week.
Still thinking about the conversation you want to have with
I
her.
I do. These are the things I'm going to bring up, you know. Terry, thank you so much as always. Have a great weekend. Try to find some time to get a little breather, will you?
You got it. And you too, Pete. Thank
All right,
you.
We'll
and
do.
Thanks, Aaron.
It's a Bar Band Friday night. That's our Bar Band pal, Terry Barr. Thank you also to Frank Anderson. Check out wisconsinology.com. And thank you for all your texts and calls. Thank you to Mr. Aaron Zommers. I hope you don't take any bad habits back to the Todd Alba Show, Aaron, after working with me.
I'll do my best.
Okay. Maybe. Did you develop a good habit, do you think?
I don't know. I did stop clipping my toenails over the boards.
Well, that's a callback from the other night. I love it. All right. Thank you to Aaron Zommers on behalf of everyone who's helped me out here this week in Madison. Thank you so much and have a great night, Wisconsin, and have a great weekend, everybody.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Israel says it will allow Jordan and the United Arab Emirates to airdrop food into Gaza in the coming days. The World Food Program warns for now the food crisis is only getting worse.
The UN says hunger in Gaza amid the Israel-Hamas war and a blockade of aid by Israel is so severe that people are walking corpses. This woman there says,
all the people of Gaza are hungry.
The UN says more than 1,000 people have been killed by Israeli forces since May at sites operated by an Israeli and U.S.-backed foundation, this woman says through an interpreter.
My husband went a couple of times to get aid and got shot. If we are to die from hunger, so be it. Because seeking aid is seeking death.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche met with Ghislaine Maxwell for a second time, looking for more information about the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. Maxwell's attorney, David